The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Hello, Bob here with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase Item of the Week. It's the dog days of summer, so go to BubbleGenius.com for their Happy Fluff Pup Wash Soap. It's soap for your dog, and frankly, I've actually used it on myself, too. Specially formulated for a very sensitive puppy, this soap's got essential oils that act as natural flea repellents and skin conditioners, plus colloidal oatmeal and shea butter to help alleviate itchy skin and to condition the coat. The raised paw bumps on the soap can also act as a bit of a massage bar. Only $6 at BubbleGenius.com, but if you use our promo code Bob and Chez, that's BOBANDCHEZ, you'll get 15% off your entire order, only at BubbleGenius.com. And now let the cartoons begin.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Newman, Kramer, if you'll indulge me. According to your story, Hernandez passes you and starts walking up the ramp.
Mm-hmm.
Then you say you were struck on the right temple. The spit then proceeds to ricochet off the temple, striking Newman between the third and the fourth rib. The spit then came off the rib, made a right turn, hitting Newman in the right wrist, causing him to drop his baseball cap. The spit then splashed off the wrist, pauses in midair, mind you, makes a left turn, and lands on Newman's left thigh. That is one magic loogie. What happened to your head when you got hit?
Well, my head went back to the left.
Say that again.
Back and to the left.
Back and to the left. Back and to the left.
I'm leaving. Jerry's a nut.
We're having fun because we're number one. And the part that makes us smile is making friends all around the world, singing up and down the dial.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
It is Tuesday, August 4, 2015, and this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show. I am Bob Seska. That is Chez Pazienza sitting right there.
Yep.
We are brought to you by BubbleGenius.com. It's the best damn soap in the world. Also brought to you by the Bowen Law Group and attorney Charles J. Bowen. If you need a lawyer, better call Bo. Or you can just go get free legal advice at thebowenlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez. That's exclusively for our listeners, and tell Bo that we sent you.
Indeed.
Okay. So, are you ready? Are you hunkered down for the Stephanie Miller Show happy hour?
I am. Yeah, I'm getting there. The sad thing is that it's like one in the middle of a thousand freaking things I got to do. And yet, I know I'm going to come home from that completely drunk.
Well, you
just completely drunk.
You kind of have.
So it's like I have to figure out how to write for the Banter magazine for tomorrow morning, and how to go pick up the stuff that I need to go pick up for this other job I'm doing before that, and then basically I planned on starting work on this other project I have tomorrow night, and it's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen.
What you ought
to do? I'm going to be drunk. I'm going to leave there and pass out.
Just pass out there.
That would be fun.
I mean, I'm not necessarily inviting you to spend the night at Stephanie Miller's house because I have no authority over that. But I think she's usually amenable to that sort of thing. It's kind of de rigueur for going to Stephanie Miller's
house. That would be embarrassing for me because I'd wake up naked and covered in vomit.
Yeah, that would be covered in vomit.
Do we really? Do we have a vomit sound effect?
Yeah,
now?
We have a vomit sound because we got a Chris Christie story that made me want to vomit coming up later.
Yeah, I already know which one it is.
Yeah, we've also got this sound too, which also sounds like vomit. It's Alex Jones saying,
"And tell them that we're liars."
I have no idea what that is. No idea.
You people are sick.
Yes, we are. Okay, so big show today. It is our Tuesday show. Welcome aboard. We're going to talk about some Planned Parenthood stuff, a lot of election news today. Plus, as I said, Chris Christie said something that made me all gaggy, made me barfy and oogie. And I wish he hadn't said it.
See, certainly. Chris Christie talked about something that will lodge inside of your mind. An image will lodge in your mind. And you'll actually be grateful that it exists because it will allow you later on while you're having sex with someone to stave off an orgasm. Forget baseball. All you got to do is think of this and you won't c*** for a week.
Shudder. Oh, yeah. My God. So we'll get to that in a little bit. But Bobby Jindal. Bobby Jindal's a big dumb stupid. And let me tell you why. Bobby Jindal this week announced, because of these fake Planned Parenthood videos, they're fake! Because of these videos, he announced that there will be no more Medicaid funds from Louisiana to the various Planned Parenthood locations in Louisiana. All right, This is what's really fascinating about this. No more Medicaid funds going to Planned Parenthood in Louisiana. According to Bobby Jindal. Why? Because he doesn't want Medicaid funds to go to pay for abortions, obviously. That's his calculus. That's what he wants his people to believe. Right. That's what he might actually believe himself. Although I can't imagine a governor of a state not knowing, and this is the really, really salient point here, I can't imagine a governor of a state not knowing that there is not one single Planned Parenthood in all of Louisiana that actually provides abortion services. Not one. So what he's doing is he's cutting off Medicaid funds to Planned Parenthood, and there isn't even any abortions going on there. No abortion.
Yeah, but it's probably to punish. But, you know, Planned Parenthood is just a brand that they're going after.
Yeah.
They hardly give a shit what it does anymore other than abortions. It's just about the brand. You know, today's Republicans need a shibboleth. You know, they need an evil thing that they can hang around the necks of their enemies, and that's it. Mm-hmm. This is it. You know, this is Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, I guess
Planned Parenthood doesn't make Jesus happy.
And I guess because Benghazi lost all meaning,
yeah,
like, all
exactly.
meaning.
That's it. Exactly.
It's just Benghazi.
Although that's all coming back. Now that the trailer's out for the Michael Bay movie.
Oh, God. Yeah, I didn't even look at it. Was it bad? Was it bad, like way over the top stupid?
It looks like everything you would expect from a Michael Bay movie about Benghazi.
So, like, does Chris Stevens transform into a giant robot?
No, it's okay. Just very, it's very patriotic. it's very, I tell you what to do and we're not calling for backup. I don't care what you have to say.
Oh, God. God help us all. Michael Bay doing it with a Benghazi movie. Jesus.
Not a bad cast.
Yeah.
But.
Okay. So, but I mean, needless to say, I think he wants his people to believe, Bobby Jindal, wants his people to believe that he's stopping abortions in Louisiana by cutting off Medicaid funding. So it's just what it's doing, since there are no abortions going on there, anyone on Medicaid can't use Medicaid for, you know, breast exams, HIV exams, HIV treatments, cervical cancer exams, HPV vaccinations, birth control, none of it. Yeah. Because Bobby Jindal is trying to stop abortions that actually aren't taking place. And indeed, there are actual abortion clinics in Louisiana that still offer abortion services. In fact, people are flooding.
I'm pretty sure that there are bars on Bourbon Street that actually transform into abortion clinics at like 3 a.m.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure. But what's happening is that
we'll take care of that thing that happened just 15 minutes ago for you.
The laws in Texas are becoming so strict that Texans are flooding across the border to Louisiana to get abortions. So Louisiana's abortion rate is high.
I like how Texas is so concerned with the border that you can now use the word border to describe a border with any other state.
That's right. I'm surprised.
Texans are flooding. There's an irony there, though. The Texans are flooding across the border.
It's only a matter of time. Can you imagine Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, Greg Abbott deploying like the Texas State Guard to make sure people don't flood across the border to get abortions in Louisiana? I could totally see that.
Take a cue from Mike Huckabee, who's going to bring out the, going to call out the military, the U.S. military and the FBI. Oh, because again, say it with me, small government.
Small government. Yep, that's right. So stupid. Bobby Jindal's big, dumb, stupid. Okay, so moving along here, another... talk about stupid. The fact that 12 states are now... 12 states and the U.S. Congress are investigating Planned Parenthood over a video that factcheck.org debunked in the first 12 hours. Is an astonishing. It goes back to what you were saying. They need that shibboleth. They need that Benghazi, that right. buzzword, and they just keep going back and beating Planned Parenthood to death.
And we've already talked about it many, many times, but it will never end.
Yeah,
it will never end. It will. That's the thing about today's Republicans, mm-hmm. and really Republicans for a long time. But at least before, it was somewhat admirable that they didn't give up their beliefs. Now it's just Jesus.
Yeah.
But they're just—they're not going to stop until they get what they want, ever.
Right. Well, here, two of these statewide investigations—one in Massachusetts, one in Indiana—both of them exonerated Planned Parenthood of all wrongdoing. And of course, they're not going to find anything in any of these other investigations either, because if there's any one organization on this planet right now who is keeping their P's and Q's together, it's Planned Parenthood. Right. Because they know they're under scrutiny. And so it is going to be the tightest run ship in the fleet from now, especially now on. Right. But if not prior to that, because this is not the first time we've been debating whether or not Planned Parenthood should be defunded, which is a moot point anyway. It died in the Senate, so it's not going anywhere. It's just something they can beat to death in an election year. But regardless, so two states wasted money on investigating Planned Parenthood and found nothing. Nothing. Great way to spend taxpayer money on investigations that turn up nothing, and which they knew there was nothing that was going to be turned up. They knew it going in. I mean, in fact, what could happen is the people who made the videos, the people responsible, the organization responsible for the videos, they could come out and say, hey, you know what? We totally doctored these videos. Planned Parenthood's right. Democrats are right. Liberals are right. And the anti-choice people, they're wrong. We're coming out. We're fessing up. We totally screwed Planned Parenthood. Now we're wasting their time with investigations, wasting taxpayer money with investigations. You know, that could happen. And the Republicans would still be like, oh, they're selling fetuses.
Yeah,
they're selling fetuses in an underground black market. They would still say that. That's where we are. We were talking about before the show, like we have been for the prior to most of the last six shows. About how ridiculous this has become with the Republicans. Dovetailing it in with the fact that Donald Trump is winning right now.
Yeah.
And the fact that, and I was going to save this for our election news, but now that we're kind of talking about it a little bit. Ted Cruz did a video in which he made bacon on a machine gun this week.
You know what's funny? Maybe I am Eeyore.
Hello.
Maybe that really is a thing that started with me that I didn't have so much of. Yeah, that personality trait I didn't have so much of years ago. I think I did. I think I've always been this way. I don't think I've changed that much. But I've definitely reached a sort of breaking point when it comes to my views of our country and what I can no longer laugh at and make fun of. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when Stewart announced that he was stepping down from The Daily Show, I immediately knew why. Immediately. Because, you know, I would never in a million years compare myself to Jon Stewart, but I get it. I understand the desire to want to change things for the better, and then that moment where you just throw your hands up and say, fuck it, it's never going to happen.
Mm, right.
I mean, Jesus Christ. Trump has so lowered the bar in terms of what, or raised the bar in terms of stupidity.
Yeah.
But lowered the bar in terms of what we expect from a presidential candidate. I mean, and to keep up with him, all of his contemporaries are just losing their minds. And this is where we are now as a country. Mm-hmm. This is where we are.
Yeah.
This is how fucking dumb we are.
It's, you know, and it's not that. I don't know that Trump is dumb. I think Trump is just, he's lowering the bar in terms of the decorum of what's supposed to happen in presidential elections.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He's not a stupid man, not at all.
Yeah, no, he's playing these guys. And in fact, Trump is going to decimate everybody in that debate Thursday night.
Oh, yeah.
He is going to rule that stage. because after seeing these guys all doing that one-on-one sort of softball candidates forum, the voters first forum on C-SPAN last night, good God. I mean, you want to talk about 17 lightweights who can't even handle basic softball questions. I mean, we're going to play some clips here coming up in a bit.
And when you have one guy who is willing to just be batshit.
Yeah.
The people who are trying to be dignified, who are at least trying, even if they're, you know, even if their beliefs and their observations are completely out to lunch, you know, what they believe is nonsense and just detestable. The one guy who is the crazy person is the one everybody's going to watch, and he's going to make the people who are trying to be respectable look like crap.
Yeah. Well, trust.
You know, I mean, for God's sakes, John Kasich, who I may disagree with every single thing he says, and I do, but dear God, that poor guy, at least he's somebody who's governed, and he's somebody who's taking this seriously, and nobody gives a fuck about him.
No, not at all.
He's a nobody. He doesn't stand a chance.
Yeah, he's a second-run candidate. He's like the lowest-tier candidate. Is he even on the main stage? I don't know. Fox News hasn't decided who's going to be on the main stage.
I love that also. I love how the main stage. I love how the fucking – but dear God.
It's like Lollapalooza.
It is. It's like Lollapalooza. It's like – it is because on the main stage, we've got like these really big bands. And over here, we've got this one tiny band you've never freaking heard of who nobody gives a rat's ass about.
Well, seriously. I mean, Trump could get up on that stage Thursday night and just be making this noise the whole time, and he would still win that debate, because these are a bunch. Even Jeb Bush, even the guy who's supposed to have heft, Jeb Bush, could barely talk. It couldn't punch his way out of a paper bag last night on that thing. Just so awful. And then
and the thing is with him is that he is impossible. Like, you know, perfect example is the Gawker when they released his phone number.
Right.
Sorry, that took me a little while to get out because my brain is just that fucking tapioca at this point. But yeah, you know, I think it was Talking Points Memo made a really great point about the thing about Trump is that you can't troll him.
Yeah.
You know, Gawker hit him pretty hard. And you know what he did? He just spun it right back around because he is a master when it comes to manipulating the media. Mm-hmm. And he's just going to stand up there. No matter what anybody says, I'm brilliant. I'm brilliant. I'm smarter than everybody up here. You know what? I'm the greatest person that's ever been. I'm going to be better. I'm better than everybody up here. You know, well, and even if somebody has the balls to say to him, well, give me some reasons why, it doesn't even matter. I'm better. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. By the way, you know what? Mars, we're going to mine Mars. We're going to conquer Mars. I'm going to go up there. I'm going to put a gigantic thing on it that says Trump. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do that on my first day in office. My very first day in office. But you can't do that because I'm going to do that. You know what? I'm going to make Mexico pay. I'm going to make Mexico pay to put Trump on the planet Mars.
And then anyone tries to interrupt me, goes, oh, you're finished. You're finished.
Yeah, you're finished. That's it. You're a loser and
you're weak.
Yeah, you're a loser and a hater.
All right, we're going to take a break and come back with more show right after this. Okay, let's talk Patreon. In case you're just joining us, we're rallying all of our listeners to sponsor our little podcast here. And if we reach our crowdfunding goal, we'll give you new full-length shows every weekday. Meanwhile, if you pledge $1, $5, $10, or $15 per month, you'll not only help finance the show, but you'll also get Patreon-only rewards, such as our post-mortem show, our drunken after-party podcast, and for $15 per month, you'll get all of that, plus a commercial-free, unbleeped version of our full-length Tuesday and Thursday shows. If everyone listening right now pledged just $1 a month, that's 12 cents per show, we'd far exceed our goal. Go right now to patreon.com/Bob and Chez. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez. Thank you for your support.
Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Hey, welcome back to it. All right, we're gonna pick up on the Planned Parenthood thing in a bit, because there's this clip from Chris Cuomo interviewing Press Secretary Josh Earnest, and it's gonna make your ears bleed. I'm just warning you, because they both just completely flummox the Planned Parenthood issue, adding fuel to the fire, which is what the the cable news people have been doing. And I'm not talking just about Fox News Channel, but they've all been doing it. We'll come back to that in a little bit. But let's get into, I think we should get into election news. It's about where we were before the break, huh? Okie dokie. So get your boff bags ready, as Dan Badani would say. Get your boff bags. We're going to play this Chris Christie clip. He was doing some sort of town hall thing in a restaurant. It looked like it was at a restaurant, like at a Denny's or something like that. By the way, Chris Christie's pants these days have been like extra high. I don't know if you've noticed, but they're getting like higher and higher as the election goes on. Like by the time we get to the Iowa caucus, his pants are just going to be up over his head. They're creeping. They're right up at like man boob level now.
Oh yeah, no, he's got that serious moose knuckle going too down there. It's not a good look. Because the thing that I want to think about less than anything else on earth is Chris Christie's cock.
Well, here we go. Chris Christie's cock figures prominently in this. At least something that he's put on it. Let's just listen.
And we should all acquit ourselves in a way that we believe is consistent with the teachings that we follow if we follow certain teachings from a religious perspective. That's what I'll always continue to try to do. I mean, for instance, I'm a Catholic, but I've used birth control, not just the rhythm method, okay?
A little bit too much information there from Chris Christie. don't want to know, which I, you know.
He's a very sexy man.
Because immediately you see him like, you imagine his bare naked body. I don't imagine he'd be naked with his wife or whoever with that.
Like,
with that
he
box.
Strikes me as like a t-shirt guy.
T-shirt and socks. Like he's got the white tube socks with the red stripes, you know, still on his feet. They're sort of dangling.
Black dress socks.
Black dress socks.
All the way.
Yeah, yeah, with the sock holder things around his calves.
Right.
And then just trying to tear that condom open.
This is just terrific.
Slip it on, not being able to fully reach down there, so he's got to like lean his body over to one side so his arm can actually.
I don't even know. How old is Christie?
I bet he's younger than us. I don't know.
I bet you're probably right.
I mean, you know, Alex, I always am amazed by this. Alex Jones is 41.
Yeah, I know.
He looks
he's
like
younger
he's
than me.
66.
Yeah, he looks like hell.
Okay, yeah. Chris Christie is 52.
Mm.
So, yeah. Thank you, Chris Christie, for giving me that permanent mental image of you sliding on a rubber.
All right.
Good God. And then just big and sloppy over some poor woman, whether it's your wife or a girlfriend prior to that. Oh, God, awful. Right. Let's get into the Voters First Forum from last night.
Yeah.
First, we should talk about Miss Lindsey, because Lindsey Graham. Yeah. Lindsey Graham stepped in it twice. He first he invoked Monica Lewinsky, and then he had this really kind of almost Freudian brain fart. So let's play the Monica Lewinsky thing first, where he totally goes there with Bill Clinton. Just awful. Listen to this here.
As to the Clintons, I've been dealing with this crowd for 20 years. I'm fluent in Clinton speak. You want me to translate, Jack?
I'm fluent in Clinton speak.
I'm sure he is.
I'm fluent in all sorts of things. I'm fluent in shooting skeet.
I like shooting skeet.
Yep. I'm fluent in certain kinds of strength.
Strength.
I'm also fluent in Clinton speak.
When he says, Bill says, I didn't have sex with that woman, he did. When she says, I'll tell you about building the pipeline when I get to be president, means she won't. And when she tells us, trust me, you got all the emails that you need, we haven't even scratched the surface.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The Republicans building a bridge to 1998.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, this is not the first time that we're going to hear, I did not have sex with that woman, come up.
Guaranteed. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's just going to be an ongoing thing because it wasn't litigated enough, you know, nearly 20 years ago. Yeah. We have to keep going.
We're going to go through all that. We're going to go through the crap all over again.
So here's
which is a terrible idea because just terrible idea.
Yeah.
Because say what you will about him, but Bill Clinton is astonishingly popular.
Exactly. Yes, please
He's
do.
He's not the right person to attack.
Great point. That's exactly it. Please keep invoking the idea that Bill Clinton will be back, you know, within earshot of the Oval Office. Because I think a lot of people are going to want that. Yeah. A lot of people are going to be very, very happy about that idea.
Yeah. 8 years ago, I didn't.
No.
I had an issue with it.
Oh,
I thought
me too.
It was too soon out.
Yep.
I didn't want to go through the whole Clinton thing again, but I'm completely ready now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, they're different Clintons now. I mean, now the Clintons are – I mean, Hillary Clinton is – I mean, I can't even describe how different she is now than when she was running in 2007, 2008. Where she was just like, oh, my God, not this. No. Bill Clinton joining in with, like, when he said, like, the Jesse Jackson thing, and it was just like, oh, God. Yeah. Oh, no, we can't have another. Not another Clinton in the White House. Not yet. You're exactly right on that.
Uh-huh.
But here's Lindsey Graham with a, he just had a complete brain fart during his closing statement. And this is sort of par for the course with all of the candidates. None of the candidates were particularly good. And it's weird because it was just one-on-one with a guy from a talk radio host from Manchester or whatever. And so he's just asking them simple softball questions and then giving them 30 seconds to do a sort of a summation. And here's the beginning of Lindsey Graham's summation.
The next president needs to be sure of who or he, she, I'm sorry, I can't talk. The next president needs to have their act together.
Oh, God. Yep, exactly. He's not sure of who he, she is.
Yeah, that should really seriously go right up there with that's an Al Sharptonism.
Again, Lindsey Graham is not sure who he, she is.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Thank you, Lindsey Graham. And you know what the shame of it is? He stumbled right there and he did the Lindsey Graham thing. But if I were to choose someone who was the most articulate of the evening, it'd have been totally Lindsey Graham.
Sure. I mean, I disagree with everything he says, but at least he's got some experience leading and he is a relatively smart guy.
Yeah.
I would never want to see him be president, not in a million freaking years.
No.
But I don't think he's qualified to be president. I don't think he's that good a leader, but at least he's done it.
We're going to take a break here in a second, but when we come back, we've got Jeb Bush's biggest, well, it wasn't necessarily a gaffe, but it just made you scratch your head and go, oh, this guy's supposed to be the Republican choice for the nomination? This is the second place guy after Trump. And the other reaction is, oh, he's the smart Bush? He's the smart one? Good God, if that's the case... No. The Bushes, I mean, the bar is really, really low for the Bushes. Going to take another break. We'll be back right after this.
I'm old. I have arthritis in my hips and my feet, and I can't walk down my stairs no more. I tried those stair chair contraptions, but they aggravate my prostrate. I don't know what to do.
Don't worry, old timer. From the makers of the stair chair comes the patented Bill O'Reilly neck lift. The easy electronic way to get up and down the stairs.
Oh, I love Bill O'Reilly's television program. Help me get down the stairs, Bill O'Reilly neck lift.
Just clamp the durable space-age cervical loop around your neck until it's tight and cozy. And don't forget to click the no-escape locking mechanism. And you're all set. Now press the go button on the no-spin zone control pad and let the Bill O'Reilly neck lift glide you down the stairs. Amazing!
I can't feel my lower extremities no more. Fuck you, Bill O'Reilly Necklift.
Right you are. I'm medical doctor Jack. I recommend the Bill O'Reilly Necklift to all my patients in exchange for an ample kickback. We've demonstrated how the Bill O'Reilly Necklift can safely carry you down the stairs, but...
What if I want to go up the stairs, too?
The Bill O'Reilly Necklift does that, too.
Oh, my name is Gladys Delvecchio, and I need help going up the stairs. But I can't afford a fancy stair chair like on the television. What am I to do?
Just clamp the durable space-age cervical loop around your neck. And don't forget to click the no-escape locking mechanism. And you're all set. Now press the go button on the no spin zone control pad and let the Bill O'Reilly neck lift glide you up the stairs. Stupendous!
I'm gonna sue you until your asshole bleeds!
It's the Bill O'Reilly neck lift. Order today by calling 1-800-NECKLIFT and leave off the last T for, hey, MF-er, I want more iced tea. Call now! The Bill O'Reilly neck lift is not responsible for catastrophic spinal cord injuries, decapitations, crushed larynxes, broken bones, impacted vertebrae, dislocated skulls, or neck rug burns. Bill O'Reilly, The O'Reilly Factor, The Factor for Kids, and Parent Company Fox News Channel don't give a about you or your stupid neck.
Shove Bob and Chez into your pants and haul them around with you wherever you go.
Necklace.
Subscribe to the Bob and Chez Show in the podcast section on iTunes.
The second half of today's big show is brought to you by the BobSuska.com Amazon link. If you shop at Amazon.com, enter that site using our link. Don't just type in Amazon.com into your browser. Go to BobSuska.com. You can't miss the link. It's right below the logo. Click it, and then you'll go to Amazon.com, and you'll do all your shopping as per usual, except that everything you buy, because you went through the link, we get a small commission from that. It costs you nothing extra, and it helps support the show, so thank you in advance. Also, I meant to thank our spectacular affiliates for carrying the show. That'd be littlegreenfootballs.com and most recently, thehuffingtonpost.com. Thank you very much for that. Really, really appreciate it. Okay, so moving along here, Jeb Bush is not the smart one. I don't know how or why.
Well, I can tell you why. Because think of who he's he's relative to.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just that simple.
Yeah, I guess.
Seriously, you could have a tomato with a feather sticking out of it, and it would be smarter than George W. Bush.
Yes, that's exactly right.
I don't even know how I pulled a tomato with a feather out of my ass.
Okay, but he was asked about his brother. Jeb Bush was asked about George W. Bush, and this was his response. And it's going to be followed by some Morning Joe commentary in which Morning Joe was just not impressed. Here we go.
I have a different view than my brother. My dad is probably the most perfect man alive, so it's very hard for me to be critical of him. In fact, I got a T-shirt that says at the Jeb swag store that says, my dad's the greatest man alive. If you don't like it, I'll take you outside.
Wow.
What the hell was that?
No. Seriously, Trump is going to destroy him.
Yeah. I mean, again, that's the second place guy.
Right. Again, just like you said, though, Trump is going to say, listen to him. Listen how boring he is. Listen how terrible he is. Who really wants that to be president? That's exactly what he's going to say. And people are going to respond to it because it is refreshing.
Yeah.
Because it is just a smackdown.
Look, he can't even talk about his own dad without stumbling over his words. He can't talk about his T-shirts. I can talk about all my products. I have a fine knowledge of all of my Trump products. And I could use complete sentences while doing it. This guy's weak. You're done. You're finished. You're finished, yeah. Jeb.
Yep, there you go. Boom. That's it. That's his answer.
But God, that's going to be so fun. It is all just this big slow motion train wreck. I mean, the Jeb Bush answer, you know, he should easily be able to talk about his dad. He should easily be able to talk about his brother. But he can't. And it's so indicative of the broader condition of the Republican Party right now. They don't know what the hell they're doing. It is a massive, massive train wreck that we're observing here. With Trump f***ing driving the train.
Yeah.
here's what Morning Joe had to say about Jeb Bush's answer.
He's uncomfortable.
Yeah,
he's clearly really uncomfortable. And we're not overanalyzing it. But you know what? If you got 2 minutes and you're running for president of the United States and you've raised over $100 million and you've been planning to do this for a very long time and they throw you a softball down the middle of the plate, you don't bond it foul for the third strike.
Here we go.
When he's right, he's right. What's that?
Here we go. Here's the list.
Okay.
Fox has put out the list.
Oh, great. Here we go.
Donald Trump, Jeb Bush, Scott Walker, Ben Carson.
Ben Carson.
Mike Huckabee, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Rand Paul, Chris Christie, and John Kasich. Rick Perry, Rick Santorum, Bobby Jindal, Carly Fiorina, Lindsey Graham, George Pataki, and Jim Gilmore are not in it.
Okay, now see, if you were one of the moderators, what would you ask Ben Carson? Name a question like you would fire off at Dr. Ben Carson.
Would you please come over to my home and help me sleep? Just talk. Just say something, anything. I don't care.
Why, sure.
Just talk for a little while. Put us all to sleep. It's a very tense room right now.
Thank you for that question. Now, I'll make you take you on a journey to Snoozeville. So climb aboard the Z train. We're going to Snoozeville. Doors opening on the right. And by the way, the Z train's got lovely carpet. So when you're dozing off, make sure to notice the patterns on the carpet. On the Ben Carson Z train. Are you sleepy yet? I hope you are. So I'm putting you right to sleep. Don't listen to Trump, Ben Carson.
Yep.
Ben Carson. I wonder what Trump will say. This is going to be the whole thing for me. Just watching the whole debate. It's just going to be like, I wonder what Trump is going to say about each of these guys.
Yeah.
I can't wait. It's like, I feel like a kid
Trump
at Christmas night.
Trump is going to turn it into an episode of The Apprentice. He really is. He's going to hold court.
Yeah.
And he's going to hold court. You're fired.
Did you just hear this guy? The guy got lullaby music playing behind him. He wants to put everyone to sleep. He's weak. He's soporific, this guy over here. If you want to take a nap, vote for this guy. But if you want a real leader, you vote for Trump.
Exactly.
You finished, doctor. Whatever your name is.
Whatever your name is. Yeah, that's it. This is it. This is what – it's going to be a clown show. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be the real, you know, the real candidates of 2016.
Right. It is going to be a clown. Oh, my God. Bunch of, and then, of course, Trump will play that card, too. But like, we got a bunch of clowns up here. They're all in a big clown car. I'm over here. I'm in my own car. It's a nice, long stretch limo. Okay. Can't wait. All right, we're going to take another break. Come back with more show right after this.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius Bath and Body Products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius. Doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
This is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show with Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Welcome back to the Tuesday show. I was just jumping the gun. It's our Tuesday show. I was thinking ahead to the debate, which is on Thursday. Can't wait. All right, so moving along here. Ted Cruz tried to make bacon with a machine gun and succeeded. And then he actually ate some of the bacon. He did a video, and he was just like, I don't even know what the hell the point was, other than to show Ted Cruz shooting a machine gun. And by the way, it wasn't a machine gun at all. It was a semi-automatic thing. It wasn't a machine gun. But he called it a machine gun. That's why I'm calling it a machine gun.
There's just – this is it. These are people running for president.
That's right.
These are people running for president. For all of the lip service that Republicans pay to our founding fathers, if our founding fathers saw these fucking morons – they would tear up the Constitution and go back to England.
Yeah. I mean, the question is...
Tear up the Constitution, tear up the Bill of Rights, tear up the Declaration of Independence, and go back to fucking England.
So what he did was they wrapped bacon around the muzzle of the machine gun, the quote-unquote machine gun. And then they put foil around that. And then Ted Cruz squeezed off a bunch of rounds, shot the machine gun, and they showed like the grease, like the bacon grease dripping off of the muzzle, just like really like creepy, like weird, creepy sexual kind of thing. Like he wrapped his pork around the gun, and then it was dripping with grease. So effing gross.
Yep.
And then they peeled the foil off and then took the bacon off, and he ate like this minuscule little nibble of it, and then said, in that voice of his, he said, machine gun bacon.
Idiot.
Like, oh, God. We are there. And you know what? They don't even realize what they're imitating, because that's not something Trump would do. Trump is just like this guy who just spouts off. I think Huckabee gets it. I think Huckabee's trying to out-Trump Trump. It's not working.
Right.
But he's trying. But these like with Rand Paul using... What did Rand Paul do? He used a chainsaw to chop up the...
Yeah, the tax code.
The tax code.
Yep.
And then Ted Cruz is like wrapping bacon around a gun and then eating it. I mean, good Lord. Anyone, please raise your hand if you have even a shred of self-respect or dignity. So that was Ted Cruz. Meanwhile, Trump said he would appoint Trey Gowdy as his attorney general. Trey Gowdy's the guy with the weird hair investigating Benghazi and the Hillary Clinton emails. He's got Trey Gowdy looks like a supervillain. He's just, I don't know what's going on. I guess Trump is going to just pick everybody who has weird hair to make his hair look less weird.
Right, exactly. That's my entire cabinet. It's going to be a cabinet full of like literal clowns.
So Rand Paul will totally have a spot in the Trump cabinet because he's got that awful wig. Which, by the way, in that Voters First Forum, Rand Paul's wig looked like it had gotten into a fight with Trump's wig. He looked so disheveled. It was insane. It was like he was running to the stage and someone said, Senator, you forgot your wig. And they just throw it at him and it landed on his head. And then he went on camera.
He's going to bring back Rod Blagojevich.
But yeah, it's going to be just Trump saying, oh, you want to be in my cabinet. You got to come up to me. You got to ask me first. And I'm going to evaluate your hair. And if your hair is really, really bad, you're in. But, you know, if your hair's good at all, you have full head of hair, or it's at all stylish, you're finished.
He's gonna raise James Traficant from the dead.
Oh, my God. Yeah, everyone with just the most bizarre hair you can find.
Yep.
Oh, God. So, and then also, by the way, just to wrap this up, Trump is just dominating in the polls. The latest the Monmouth University poll published on Monday. Trump is at 26%. 26%.
Yeah, and again, Talking Points Memo pointed out, the really interesting thing about that poll is that the number of people who look at him unfavorably has dropped considerably.
Yeah, it's 35% now.
Yeah.
35%
unfavorable. From like 56%.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was, okay, so he's at 52% favorable, 35% unfavorable. It was 40% favorable to 41% unfavorable 3 weeks ago. All right, so let's wrap up with this thing because, God. So Josh Earnest, the White House press secretary, appeared on CNN with Chris Cuomo. And I had never really seen Chris Cuomo in action. He just wasn't on my radar. But when I saw this, I was like, yeah, you know why this Planned Parenthood thing still has legs? Because guys like Chris Cuomo... and for that matter, Chuck Todd are not treating the videos, these Planned Parenthood sting videos, like they ought to be treated, but like as if they were debunked when they first came out. Every single one is professionally debunked by numerous fact-checking organizations, both partisan and nonpartisan. But they continue to suggest with their, you know, newsy doublespeak that the videos are, in fact, they could be real. We don't know. Some people are saying, like Chris Cuomo basically uses the Fox News gambit. He uses some people are saying this. But he throws it in, like, under his breath as, like, sort of fine print after this opening thing that he says, just awful. Here's Chris Cuomo with Josh Earnest.
You can't get the 60 votes in all likelihood in the Senate because you won't get enough lefties to join on to turn over the funding for Planned Parenthood. Let's say it's not a government shutdown, but is this a moment in time to take a look at what Planned Parenthood does and say selling fetal baby parts for science or for whatever reason is not good? Because that's what the other side is saying.
Yeah, you know what? We'll do that. We'll take a look and have that discussion, Chris, about Planned Parenthood selling fetal baby parts. By the way, we noticed the baby in there, too. The use of the word baby in there. And we'll have that conversation when it actually happens. And there's actual hard evidence showing that it is. But it's not happening, so why would we even bother having that conversation? Oh, because there's a fake video that was released? And then the Republicans are saying it's real? That's why we need to have a conversation based on fantasy. That's what we need. That's what Chris Cuomo wants. And then he throws in, well, that's what the other side say. He's like, do we really want to talk about they're selling fetus baby parts? But that's what the other side is saying. So now respond to what the other side is saying, even though it's not even really true or accurate. And then Josh Earnest, good God. The White House Communications Department.
Well, Chris, I don't have a whole lot of insight into the specific policies and procedures that Planned Parenthood follows. But
God.
Good job.
You should. It's maybe the biggest issue of the last 2 weeks. And you don't know, you're not briefed on this? You're not briefed on the fact that they don't do this? You're the press secretary. This is what you do. I'm talking to him as if he's listening.
Your job is to be able to speak.
Right.
Clearly, they say coherently.
Yeah, exactly. Coherently. But what he does is he adds more fuel to the fire by not really knowing. I don't know.
So they say they follow the highest ethical standards in the industry. When it comes
you saw
to
the videos, though,
providing
Josh.
All the services to their
You saw
people.
The videos. No high ethical standards at play there. Base stuff. Ugly stuff.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
The only thing that could be possibly construed as being unethical is the doctor having a salad, drinking a glass of wine while talking about how exactly you do an abortion. But that's a question of good taste or bad taste in that case, or bad optics. There's nothing unethical about that. Unethical would be, you know what I do? I abort the baby and then I play around with its guts and, you know, I have a party and we throw baby parts around. That would be unethical. Or, you know, committing malpractice. That is unethical. But what was being described there is entirely legal. Even the description of how an abortion is performed so as to not destroy certain parts that are desired by biomedical research labs. Even that is legal. Nothing. Then he says, base stuff, ugly stuff. Well, you know what? Good God, Chris, grow up. Just grow up. I mean, all right, I'm going to get myself into trouble here if I keep going down that road. But just suffice
to say. Oh, by all means, then go.
Well, yeah. I mean, just these people are obsessed with the aborted fetus porn that gets held up at these rallies and crap like that. They're obsessed with it. The same way they're obsessed about the crucifixion. The same people that are really into just spending endless hours looking at aborted fetuses watched The Passion of the Christ 5 times in a row.
Sure.
For some reason, they love the torture porn. They love the abortion porn. It makes them feel crazy. And that's what Chris Cuomo's like. Chris Cuomo's clearly sympathetic to the anti-choicers. Otherwise, he wouldn't say base stuff, ugly stuff. It's a legal medical procedure. And might I add, a safe and legal medical procedure. You want base stuff? You want ugly stuff? Let's go back to back alley abortions. Let's go back to like doctor's offices that look like where Jack Napier got his plastic surgery in Batman.
Yeah.
That's base stuff.
They don't care about that. They don't.
Well, you shut down Planned Parenthood and there's another 300,000 abortions every year because people can't get contraception. That's base stuff. That's ugly stuff that you're begging for. Yep. Let's just play a little bit more of this before we wrap up the show.
Well, Chris, there's no denying the fact that the organization that is clearly anti-Planned Parenthood that put out these videos put them out not because of news value but because of shock value. And I haven't seen the videos, but even based on the news coverage, those videos are shocking. But those who have taken...
See, there we go again. You give them an inch, and they're going to take a mile. Exactly. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest just said the videos are shocking, and that they just were released for shock value. No, you know what they were released to do? They were released to deceive the public. That's what they were released to do. It's propaganda. How could you possibly stand there and give them any wiggle room whatsoever?
No, exactly.
Unbelievable. He's just playing along. Again, he's a Democrat.
Do your job, dude.
Really, really.
Look at the videos. Have raised significant concerns about whether or not those videos are authentic, about whether or not they've been selectively edited in a way.
It's not whether or not they're authentic. They are inauthentic. Yeah. They are not authentic. Why the equivocation? There's no reason to believe whatsoever that these videos are authentic. Anyone with a brain in their head who's not, you know, blinded and, you know, in an outrage coma over the abortion porn, you know, knows that these videos were doctored and fake. Except for, evidently, Josh Earnest, who should be one of the biggest voices condemning the videos.
To misconstrue or even distort or mislead about what it is that Planned Parenthood actually does. So I haven't seen the videos. I can't render my own judgment on that. But people who have looked at the videos have raised significant concerns about that. And I think anybody would question the source. And I think that's legitimate. What the president has said is that Planned Parenthood provides valuable services, health care services, for men and women all across the country. And he would veto any legislation that tried to advance wholesale defunding for Planned Parenthood.
See, this is an ongoing messaging problem that the White House has, because, you know, just to say, to soft pedal and say, yeah, they provide valuable health care services. That's like the most tepid, watered down way to describe what Planned Parenthood does, because if you look at the statistics of what they do and what they accomplish every year, the fact of the matter is that they save lives. In fact, they save the lives of fetuses, not just people who might have breast cancer or cervical cancer or HIV. They save lives. What is so hard about saying Planned Parenthood saves lives? That's just amazing.
No, that's it exactly. Instead of it's a very tepid response. Mm-hmm. There's no passion to it. There's no straightforward straight talk to it,
yeah,
which there should be,
and
which
it's
there absolutely should be, because that's his whole job. Pardon me.
Oh my God! Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, his job is to basically defend the administration and to, I hate to say this, I mean this in a positive way, but to toe the party line. Mm-hmm. That is.
Right. And there's a problem when the voice of the White House can't get it together enough to say three or four simple words: Planned Parenthood saves lives. Can't say that, then you know what? You're on the show to talk about Planned Parenthood, by the way. Take a look at one of the videos. Then maybe you'll see how...
Yeah, really
how ridiculous they are. Yeah, totally.
Federal rules already require that Planned Parenthood cannot use any federal funding to perform abortions.
For the abortions.
But what they do is they do use federal funding to provide health care services for men and women all across the country. That is a valuable service, and it would be a shame if we saw Republicans once again trying to take a step that would limit women's access to health care.
All right. And men, by the way. And men. But look... It's not just, again, it's not just a shame. It would be a tragedy. The Guttmacher Institute did extensive research on the topic and found that Planned Parenthood and other, you know, reproductive health care services across the country prevent 1 million unwanted pregnancies every year. That I think they estimated 345,000 of those would end in abortion if it wasn't for these organizations like Planned Parenthood. Yeah. And you defund it all, and those numbers go back up again, that is a travesty. That's it's not just, again, it's not just a shame. It's that in and of itself is what Chris Cuomo should have said was ugly and base.
Right.
He just couldn't do it because he's busily, you know, buying the Republican Party line on this.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know what, look, I kind of grew out of the whole thing where I was saying, oh yeah, that's cable news, they're just Republican mouthpieces, because I have watched it enough, and I know that it's not always like that. It's leaning in that direction because we know exactly why they do it, but it's not as extreme, I think, as it's been made to seem. But this is one of those instances where, what the hell are they thinking? I mean, complete. By the way, completely unprepped. You know, reminded me of the NSA business. Like they were just buying something because it was sort of the conventional wisdom, even though the conventional wisdom was wrong. So they repeated it anyway. Because some folks are saying, some people are saying.
Yeah, that dodge.
So we have the big postmortem show coming up right after this show. If you want to listen to the postmortem show, go to patreon.com/Bob and Chez. Sign up at the $5 level and you get the completely uncensored, not safe for work postmortem show. And then if you sign up at the $10 level, you get the postmortem show and you get the after party, which is really obscene. We're just
It's
base stuff, ugly stuff. And then if you sign up at the $15 level, you get the postmortem show, you get the after party, and you get an unbleeped, uncensored, not safe for work, commercial-free version of this show you've just been listening to. You get to hear Chez say the F word, and I said, f**k, like that. Like I said, f**k, and there a couple times, said lots of f**k, and more f**k. Chris Christie's f**k has a f**k. And then that, you know, sometimes we'll throw one of those in there, too.
That's a me word. I love that word.
All right. We will see you. If you're not listening to the Postmortem Show, what's wrong with you? But again, if you're not, we'll see you on Thursday on the free show. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.
The next president needs to be sure of who or he, she, I'm sorry, I can't talk. The next president needs to have their act together.